This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The French government is declaring a public health state of emergency, giving officials greater powers to impose new measures to contain the spread of COVID-19. Measures will take effect on Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Czech Republic has overtaken Spain as Europe's biggest hotspot during the resurgence of COVID-19. Britain, France, Belgium, Russia, and many other countries are following the same unnerving trend. In some areas, bars, such as Liverpool in the north of England, are considered breeding grounds of spikes, while across the border or city limits, schools are deemed viral cauldrons. The Czech Republic, for example, has opted to close schools to lower an accumulated rate of 521 virus cases per 100,000 inhabitants, the highest national level in Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia says it has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine as the country recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases and switched to online classes for secondary school in the capital. The new vaccine completed early stage trials last month. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19 but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders. There's clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News.